We're in Simin Reish Lamed Beis. We're still in Sif Beis. Now, so far what we had was the Mechaber Shita. The Mishnah Berurah brought the dais in the Gemara with regard to translating the Mishnah of Lo Yeshev Adam Ofnei HaSapar Somach LeMincha Ad SheYispalel. And one of the things it said there was V'lo Lechol. You're not to eat before davening Mincha. The question is, what time of day are we standing in? And what level of eating are we talking about? So the Mechaber Paskin, like the Rif and the Rambam Lechumra, which is even a Suda Ketana, a regular meal, should not be eaten before Mincha Gedola, Samach LeMincha Gedola, which means since Mincha Gedola is a half hour after Chatzos, from Chatzos on it is Otzer to have a Suda unless you daven Mincha first. That is the Mechaber Shita. Now the Ramah goes with the other Shitas in the Gemara, that we are dealing with either a Suda Ketana or a Mincha Ketana. The Pshat and the Gemara is that we're dealing with a Suda Ketana, but as far as the difference between Mincha Gdola and Mincha Ketana, what kind of Suda is us or when, the Ramah himself brings several Shitas. So let's go through them one at a time. V'yesh Cholkin, Usvira Luhu, the Suda Ketana Mutter. The Mechaber had said that a Suda Ketana lefnei Mincha Gedola was Aser. That means from Chatzos on, you couldn't have a meal without davening Mincha first. This Shita holds that a regular meal is Mutter before Mincha Gedola. Ve'ena also rak besudas nesuin omila. What is that it's Aser? Only a Suda Gedola is Aser before Mincha Gedola. So again, we're talking about Mincha Gedola now. What kind of Suda can you not have from Chatzos on without davening Mincha first? That is Dafka a Suda Gedola, which he defines as a wedding or a bris. Samach LeMincha Ketana, even a Suda Ketana would be Aser. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah learns up this Shita, that even Samach LeMincha Ketana, which means from 9 hours on, the last 3 hours before Shkia, it would be Aser to have any meal without davening Mincha. But that halacha of Mincha Gedola is only for a Suda Gedola. He brings down that Pidyon HaBen could also be called a Suda Gedola. It means that you have a lot of people together and therefore it can take a long time. Shabbos V'yontif, Suda Shabbos V'yontif, Mishnah Berurah Paskins is a Suda Ketana. He mentions the Chayadim who holds that Suda Yontif is a Suda Gedola, and the Mishnah Berurah doesn't know where he got it from. So this is the first Shita within the Ramah, which is a Suda Gedola is only Aser Samach, a Suda Gedola is Aser Samach LeMincha Gedola, a Suda Ketana is Aser even Samach LeMincha Ketana. The Yesh Omrim, now the second Shita in the Ramah, Dafilu Suda Gedola Samach LeMincha Gedola Shari, that nothing is Aser in front before Mincha Gedola. Meaning, from Chatzos on, you can still eat even a big meal. You can even have a wedding without davening Mincha. So what is Aser? A Suda Gedola Lefnei Mincha Ketana is Aser, and also a Suda Gedola Lefnei Mincha Ketana. That means this Shita does not differentiate between a Suda Gedola and a Suda Ketana. It says that any Suda is Aser if it's Samach LeMincha Ketana. V'yesh Omrim, the Suda Ketana, Afilu Samach LeMincha Ketana Shari. So we understand what the previous Yesh Omrim is by contrasting it with the next one. This next one says that a Suda Ketana is Mutter even Samach LeMincha Ketana. Unlike the previous Shita that said that a Suda Gedola Samach LeMincha Gedola is Mutter, but Samach LeMincha Ketana, everything is Aser. This Shita now holds that Samach LeMincha Ketana, only a Suda Gedola is Aser, but a Suda Ketana is never Aser. Now, according to this second Shita, though, the truth is the second Shita is just saying that a Suda Ketana is not a Suda. The second Shita here, this last Shita in the Ramah, the third Shita in the Ramah, that is not really differentiating between a Suda Gedola between Mincha Gedola and Mincha Ketana. It is just saying that a Suda Ketana is nothing. According to this third Yesh Omrim, the truth is that a Suda Gedola is also before Mincha Gedola. So according to the first Shita in the Ramah, according to the Mechaber, remember, even a Suda Ketana Samach LeMincha Gedola is Aser, which means from Chatzos, you cannot have a regular meal without davening Mincha first. That's the Mechaber Shita. The Ramah brings Shita number one, a Suda Ketana is only Aser Lefnei Mincha Ketana, a Suda Gedola is Aser Lefnei Mincha Gedola. That is the first Shita of the Ramah. The second Shita of the Ramah, Dafilu Suda Gedola Samach LeMincha Gedola Shari, that everything is aser samach l'mincha ketana. The sheet after that says the yeshomim the suda ketana filo samach l'mincha ketana shari, that everything is aser after mincha gedola, but a suda ketana doesn't count. So a suda gedola is aser l'mincha mincha gedola, and a suda ketana is mutter even samach l'mincha ketana. V'nagu l'hakel kishtei hasvaris. The minig is like putting all the coolest together. Dahainu, besuda gedola samach l'mincha gedola, that's mutter. Uvesuda ketana samach l'mincha ketana. The only thing that the minig is less or is a suda gedola samach l'mincha ketana. That means the minig ha'olam is to be makel unless you're having a suda gedola within the last 3 hours of the day. You want to have a wedding suda then? You've got to daven mincha first. So the Ramah has a problem. Nobody holds like that. The one that holds, the Yesh Omrim, the first Yesh Omrim in the Ramah holds, that a Suda G'dola Samach L'mincha G'dola is Aser. And a Suda K'tana L'fnei Samach L'mincha K'tana is Aser. So according to that first Shita, having a Suda G'dola Samach L'mincha G'dola or a Suda K'tana Samach L'mincha K'tana are both Aser, and yet the Minig is L'hakel. The second sheet is said, Afilu suda gedola samach l'mincha gedola shari, but everything's aser samach l'mincha ktana, so a suda gedola samach l'mincha ktana should be aser, and the minig is lahakel. The third sheet says that a suda ktana is mutter b'fnei mincha ktana, but a suda gedola is aser even before mincha gedola, and the minig is lahakel. So whom are we being somachan? Says the Ramah, the efshar atam mishum da'achshav korin lebeis ha'knesses. Nowadays that they call us to daven, lo chashinin dil meyivshav lo yispalo, there's no reason to think that a person will be boshe and won't daven. Mihu besuda gedola yesh lachmir afilu samach l'mincha gedola. Says the Ramah, even though the minig is lahakel with a suda gedola samach l'mincha gedola, one should be machmir for that. Vafilu im hischil kodem lachin kishemagia mincha ketana. When mincha ketana comes and there's a chance that you're going to end up missing it, so you have to stop even if you started beheter. Now, first of all, with regard to the Ramah, the only time that the Ramah was makel to allow you to rely on someone calling you to shul is if you go to shul. But if you end up not going to shul, the fact that they call you to shul is irrelevant. Furthermore, when they call you to shul, you have to go. Because if they call you to shul, you ignore it. So what are you being somachan before they call you to shul? With regard to a suda gdola, samach l'mincha ktana, so there we don't rely on the kriya altogether. And even there, with a suda gdola, the Ramah is really machmer, even in a mincha gdola. Now all of this is with regard to achila. What's with regard to the other halachas? So the Mishnah Berurah says that with regard to merchatz, he says that people rely on the kriya shamish, but of course only if you're going to hear the kriya where you are. Where it's really nogay is Friday afternoon. For someone who's going to the mikvah on Friday afternoon, does he have to daven mincha first or not? So the Mishnah Berurah says that anshei maisa will be mispalel mincha on Erev Shabbos before they go to the mikvah. In fact, some are even machmer if they're going to the mikvah samoch l'mincha gdola. It means from chatzos on. They won't go to the mikvah without davening mincha first. Whereas, if they're not anshei maisa, they could always rely back on the shita of the Ramah. With regard to a suda ketana, there we always rely on kriya shamish, even samoch l'mincha ketana. Except that once mincha ketana actually comes, not samoch, and you're afraid that you may miss it, then you're supposed to go daven right away. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Derech HaChaim, who says that even when Mincha Ketana itself comes, if you started beheter, you don't have to stop. Not only that, he even says it in the case of a Suda Gdola that started before Mincha Ketana. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah leaves that as a Tzarechian. So halacha lamaisa. Our minig is that the only thing we answer is a Suda Gdola Somach L'Mincha Ketana. The reason we're all makel is because we are somach on the kriya shamish. So you should only rely on it in a place where kriya shamish is something realistic, such as you are someone that goes to shul when the shamish does call. If you're a place where the shamish does not call, then certainly there's nothing really to be relied on. Siv Gimel. What's called a suda? That's only when you're kaveya for a suda. Avalitom, dahinu achilis peris mutter. You can have as much fruit as you want. Vuadin lechol pas kebeitza keder shodam olcha below keva mutter. You're allowed to have cake or bread up until the size of a kebeitza. More than that is already considered a suda. Less than that is not even a suda ktana, and it is mutter at any point unless you're actually going to miss the Zman Tefillah by not davening immediately.